Support for today's broadcast comes from Common Ground Food Co-op in Lincoln Square Mall. Community-owned since 1974, Common Ground is a full-service grocer featuring organic and local foods grown right here in Illinois. More information is on their website at www.commonground.coop.
Hi, this is Illinois Public Media Director of Agricultural Programming, Dave Dickey. Coming up next, Lisa Brox says buying homegrown flowers takes some surprising effort in her latest edition of In My Backyard.
I was minding my own business when I saw them a few weeks ago. Flowers. Tulips, carnations, daisies. Even flowers that I don't normally like winked at me from their cellophane wrappers and their small, delicately wrapped pots. They were so colorful and so fresh-looking and so spring-like. They had me at hello. I mean, come on. It's been a rough winter. Frankly, some days it still doesn't seem like it's done with us. But I wasn't at a florist shop that day. I was in a grocery store. Further investigation showed that the flowers in question, while lovely, were not from the United States. They were from Colombia, South America. This time of year, if you want fresh flowers that aren't daffodils or tulips growing in your own yard, you're going to get them from a grocery store or a florist, and few of those flowers will be domestic. Floriculture often gets left out of our conversations about things that grow locally. We talk about food and wine, but we rarely talk about flowers. Sure, we don't drink them or eat them, for the most part, but flowers are still important. They beautify the landscape and otherwise appeal to the senses. They're part of our celebrations and our rituals. They also attract pollinators and birds and butterflies. But it's far less common to go into a grocery store and find flowers that were sourced locally than it is even to find food that was sourced locally in those same stores. And that still isn't easy. Flowers grow in Illinois, plentifully. During farmers market season, several flower farmers attend weekly with their offerings, which change along with the seasons, just like the fresh produce. I decided to visit one of them, Kent Miles, proprietor of Illinois Willows out in Seymour. After helping me dodge a big white watch goose, the goose's two-duck posse, and a flock of chickens called the Girls, Kent talked about what he does at Illinois Willows.
We do primarily wholesale markets to the wholesale florist, who then in turn sell to the retailer or to the mass merchandisers such as Walmarts, supermarkets, that type of thing. We also sell to event planners, people who are planning weddings, banquets, events for corporate and private use. We supply product for them. We also do the farmers market. We have been doing the Urbana market for a number of years. We dropped off about 3 or 4 years ago, kind of changed the focus of the farm. And this year, May of 2011, we'll be back.
Kent's been around the farmers markets for more than a decade and is known for his hip, urban by way of nature aesthetic. It's not just about pretty bouquets for him, though he can make those. Now, he's big on using branches, pods, vines, grasses, leaves, other plant growth from plants that he grows in addition to the flowers. He gives an example.
We generally will do anything from artichokes. And when we grow artichokes, we don't grow them for the flower because of the growing season here in the Midwest. It's too short. We primarily grow artichokes for the foliage. It has a large 2 to 4 foot leaf that has somewhat of a prehistoric look to it, and the florists love it.
He also uses some space on his farm for test plots, testing new varieties of plants and flowers for organizations to see how they grow in our climate, what kind of insect damage they suffer, and more.
At the present time, we are trialing a few different types of woody crops. We're doing lilac, ninebark, and some willows. And those are product given to us to trial to see how they grow, how kind of stem length, what kind of flower you develop on it. And that's all through the National Arboretum out of Washington, D.C. And we've been doing those trials for the last 8 years.
Kent does most of the work himself. It's early in the season, so most of the work right now is cutting old growth out, clearing beds, and otherwise preparing for the growing season. Later, he'll bring in some help once things get rolling. He's already looking ahead to future seasons, too. He's hoping to be able to use grant money from a program offered through the U.S. Department of Agriculture to put up a hoop house that will enable him to grow tulips for local residents in February, a month I refer to, not at all fondly, as the longest, shortest month. Locally grown tulips could go a long way toward easing that pain. So as we in Kent and farmers everywhere endure these many April showers in central Illinois, We have to try to remember they go a long way toward providing us Mayflowers, locally grown.
Lisa Broth's stories can also be heard on our website, WILLAG.org. Click on the In My Backyard link in the right navigation window. And you can also read her occasional blogs at majorprogression.wordpress.com.